All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, and we are coming to you today from State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. And we have a great night of action for you from Pro Wrestling America. But first, new member of the roster, Eric Embry has signed a contract to be in the PWA. One of these guys I absolutely loved growing up. Whether he was a face in World Class or he was a heel in Memphis, he was just probably next to Eddie Gilbert, one of just the great guys that you just enjoyed seeing in the old days of the territories. And it didn't matter which side of the ring and which locker room he came out of, it was going to be a great time with him. So what impact will he make on PWA? We'll find out a little bit later. But first, we have a ton of matches coming up for you. We start off with JC Ice facing off against Tommy Rogers. A couple of guys who are typically known for their tag teams, but we've got them split up in these first two matches here. And Tommy Rogers gets an easy pin over JC Ice with a drop kick that sends Ice's head into the top turnbuckle pad. Your winner, Tommy Rogers, in a time of 2 minutes, 55 seconds. Bring their tag team partners in for the next match. Wolfie D facing off against Mike Jackson. And Wolfie D and Jackson have a good match. But Wolfie gets the pin after countering a stunner with the Whirly Bird in a time of 8 minutes, 27 seconds. We come out to the interview desk, and there is Bad Company and Gary Hart. Lance Russell greets them and asks them if they have a preference as to which tag team will be the number one contender. Before Hart can make his statement, Tanaka grabs the microphone and says it doesn't matter who will face them in the future. They already know they've got Candido and Blanchard next week. They already know they're kind of pinned against a wall because Akbar has flexed his muscle early on. But it doesn't matter because they are fighting champions. Diamond adds that they are simply glad to finally move past PG-13, who they've had to deal with for the last few months. When Hart finally gets a chance to speak, he says that he wants neither team as the number one contender. Instead, he wants to make a challenge. He challenges Skandar Akbar to put his newly purchased position on the booking committee against the World Tag Team titles. Hart gets so worked up that he promises Akbar that if Candido and Blanchard can actually defeat Bad Company, he will leave the PWA. Hart wants nothing to do with promotion that has Akbar anywhere near running things. Bad Company looks at their manager in disbelief. Hart tells Akbar that the ball is in his court. Hart leaves the interview area. The World Tag Team champions are stunned. Lance seeks to get a response from them, but they go off to find out what the heck their manager has up his sleeve. So we don't even know what's going on there. But Gary Hart was one of the men who could definitely get into your mind and mess around with things up there and make you lose the match for yourself. So we'll see what happens next week. Will Akbar put up his booking spot? We'll find out. But until then, legitimate number one tag team contenders on the line as we have Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard facing off against the Sheepherders. Both teams make their way down to the ring. Trish accompanies Scorpio and Wildcard, as everybody understands. Akbar accompanies the Sheepherders. Before the match can start, Akbar grabs the microphone. Akbar thanks Hart for running his mouth and digging himself into a hole that he simply cannot get out of. Although he has a tag team that will make short work of becoming the number one contenders, he has no problem unleashing Candido and Blanchard on the World Tag Team Champions to get rid of Hart's dead weight in the PWA. Next week, the World Tag Team titles will be on the line against Akbar's spot on the booking committee. Akbar can't wait to see Hart leave the PWA. Once the actual match gets underway, the fans forget all about the bravado between Akbar and Hart. Scorpio and Wildcard have their hands full with the Sheepherders, but the Sheepherders' hands are just as full. Randy Anderson gets knocked out of the ring as Wildcard shoves Bush off of a bulldog attempt. While Anderson is down, the World Tag Team Champions rush down to the ring with chains in their hands. Bad Company lays out all four men with the chains. This brings out Candido and Blanchard. Bad Company escapes into the crowd. When Anderson gets back to his feet, he starts to count. Scorpio and Luke, neither of them the legal man in the match, get to their feet by the count of eight. Anderson lets them wrestle for a moment before the bell rings. Anderson questions the bell, but the time limit has expired. We still don't have definitive number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles. What are we going to do about this? Well, that's unclear at the moment, since we have Akbar having signed a match with Candido and Blanchard to face the champions next week. Will that match end the matter? All four of these men definitely think they deserve a shot at the titles. We'll have to see how this all shakes out next week. Then we can talk about where to go from here with these two tag teams. Now, from the fallout last week, we have Disco Inferno facing off against Rolando Freeman. And Disco and Rolando get into it as soon as they hit the ring. Disco gets the advantage very quickly, although Pringle tries to tip the match back into Rolando's favor. Storm makes his way down to the ring through the ringside fans to appear behind Pringle, distracting him as Disco hits the blockbuster for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 29 seconds. Now we get to the Interstate 74 title being defended for the first time under that name. Kendall Windham facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. Gary Hart accompanies Sharp to the ring for his latest effort to regain the Interstate 74 title, even though Sharp continues to call it the television title. Kendall and Sharp have a great match, which ends with Sharp making Kendall submit to a camel clutch to become a two-time champion. So your winner and new Interstate 74 champion is Iron Mike Sharp in a time of 7 minutes, 29 seconds. Next, we have Lance Storm facing off against Billy Travis. And Lance and Billy have a great match. Lance has a few great moments where he almost has the match won, but Pringle makes sure that the pinfall never counts. Lance goes for a super kick, but Billy moves out of the way. Lance nails David Manning. Pringle climbs into the ring as Lance checks on Manning. Billy grabs Lance by the hair as Pringle jabs Lance in the ribs with his cane. Billy drills Lance into the mat with a pile driver. Pringle gets Manning back into the match to count the pinfall. Your winner is Billy Travis in a time of 11 minutes, 30 seconds. All right, now we have the debuting Eric Embry facing off against the Great Kabuki. And Kabuki and Embry have a great match, but it gets cut short when Kabuki tosses Embry over the top rope to earn the disqualification in a time of 3 minutes, 46 seconds. Embry climbs back into the ring and attacks Kabuki. Embry tosses Kabuki out of the ring. They ravage each other with everything at ringside. Embry ends it by tossing Kabuki into the ring steps and walking back up the aisle. Embry makes a quick impact, at least against Kabuki. So we'll see if this materializes into anything. Now we have a rematch from last week. Brett Wayne Sawyer facing off against Chris Candido. Candido swears that if it weren't for Bob Holly, Sawyer would never have won the match. So he challenges him to one again. And Sawyer and Candido have an excellent match. Candido has the match won with the Pittsburgh Plunge, but Sawyer gets his foot on the bottom rope. Sawyer tries to take advantage of the match, but Akbar keeps him off balance. Akbar climbs onto the ring apron and grabs Sawyer. Candido rushes off the opposite ropes with a flying knee lift, but Sawyer moves out of the way. Candido nails Akbar and gets his leg caught in the ropes. Sawyer takes advantage with a series of shots to the knees, finally getting Candido to submit to a spinning toe hold in a time of 11 minutes, 6 seconds. Your winner is Brett Wayne Sawyer for the second week in a row. And this week, he didn't even need Bob Holly. What do you think about that, Chris Candido? Well, he's not exactly very happy, as you could probably guess. But he can go off into the dressing room and have his fit as to losing the match again this week. We're going on Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Iceman King Parsons defending the title against Octagon. And Iceman and Octagon have a great match. Octagon nearly has the match won with an octopus hold, but Iceman manages to get to the ropes. Iceman gets back to his feet, but Octagon tosses him into the turnbuckle with the flying head scissors. Iceman rolls out of the ring. Sunshine rushes over to check on him. Octagon slings himself over the top rope with a plancha on both of them. The crowd begins to boo Octagon. Octagon rolls Iceman into the ring. As Octagon jumps onto the ring apron, Sunshine gets to her feet and sweeps his feet out from under him. Octagon hits his head on the ring apron. Sunshine shoves him back into the ring. Iceman grabs his feet and catapults him into the ropes. As Octagon staggers backwards from the ropes, Iceman drops him with a neckbreaker for the pin to retain the title in a time of 17 minutes, 50 seconds. Your winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion, Iceman King Parsons. And now we get to the main event. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Raven. And Eddie and Raven nearly tear the arena down in their match. Nick Patrick gets frustrated with both of them and their lack of respect for him or the rules and calls for the bell. He announces that he has disqualified both men in a time of 7 minutes, 53 seconds. Eddie and Raven disregard the bell and continue to brawl with each other. Eddie tosses Raven into the ring steps with a drop toe hold. Eddie celebrates with Missy, but Raven nails them from behind with a double clothesline. Eddie drops to one knee, but Raven drops him with the even flow on the concrete floor. Scorpio and Wildcard come down to the ringside area to break up the brawl. The Sheepherders follow right behind them. The two tag teams simply just add to the brawl, like they were upset that they weren't on the card in the first place. Eddie and Wildcard drop Raven across the guardrail. The Sheepherders drive Scorpio's shoulder into the ring post. Wildcard rushes the Sheepherders, but they drop him with a double spinebuster on the concrete floor. Eddie and the Sheepherders stand and look at each other. Akbar appears at the top of the entrance ramp and calls the Sheepherders back to the dressing room. Eddie and Missy kick at Raven a few times before leaving the ringside area themselves. There's still a lot of bad blood between Eddie Gilbert and Raven. What's it going to come down to? You'll have to come back and find out. But for right now, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.